Support for WGLT's Grow comes from FS Custom Turf by Evergreen FS. FS Custom Turf offers complete lawn and tree care services to preserve the health of yards, trees, and shrubs. Products and services detailed at evergreen-fs.com.
Welcome to Grow. I'm Sarah Nardi. It's that time of year again when we're consumed with thoughts of love and intimacy and overpriced chocolates, when we hope a nice bottle of champagne and a candlelit dinner will help us set the perfect mood. Yep, it's Valentine's Day, so let's talk about plants. We're with our resident expert Patrick Murphy of ISU School of Biological Sciences and curator of the Fell Arboretum. He's here to tell us all about the world of plant-based aphrodisiacs. Patrick, are we going to get through this one without the bleep button?
Yeah, this is going to be perfect.
Okay.
This is perfect.
All right.
I think it's funny.
Kick us off.
Aphrodisiacs are these alleged substances that increase desire or pleasure and behavior as it relates to the physical act of sex. Psychological effects include smooth muscle relaxing properties, hallucinations, what was that? Increased hormone levels and blood flow. They're classified by chemical properties, and further, they're divided into classifications of either being plant-based or non-plant-based. Non-plant-based classification would be something like an illegal drug that imitates the plant-based natural substance, like alcohol or cacao.
I'm familiar.
Chocolate and booze, man. But some of the oldest known aphrodisiacs include cacao, vanilla, oil, honey, oysters, vino, pomegranate, asparagus, nutmeg, figs, avocado. I'm sorry, I can't say something about asparagus without saying something about the weird pea.
Yeah,
it's out of the way. Artichokes, pineapple, watermelon. The list goes on and on, really. Men and women apparently experience the effects of aphrodisiacs differently. Some work better for the goose than they do for the gander.
And I am going to go out on a limb here and say they most likely work better for the goose.
Yeah, so if they worked, they'd be spraying it from airplanes. It'd be in our water. It'd be in the food. But anyway, plant-based food and drink that consists of coriander, saffron, coconut, carrot, ginger, onion, and fennel. They have shown to be more for the ladies.
Okay.
Aphrodisiac quest is one of the many ways that we're all the same. So this goes across all cultures, all socioeconomic levels. That's a whole story right there. What do rich people do to get their rocks off? So the FDA has declared that all these non-medical approaches to robust sex life are ineffective. People still search for the magic in food and drink, and foods that resemble male and female marital hardware have often been associated with aphrodisiacs.
Like what?
Well, like a carrot.
Okay.
Or an oyster. Okay, so it turns out some of these foods are sources for nutrients that are often deficient in a normal diet. Especially Westerners, you know, we're fat and lazy.
Right.
So when these foods are consumed, they carry nutritional benefits that the human body often needs and is deficient of. Clams and oysters are the best examples of both points, as are pomegranate and ginger. Well, there's not a lot of pomegranates here in central Illinois unless you go buy them, so they're not regularly in your diet.
And even when you do, they're just so hard to get to, it's almost not worth it.
Yeah, and you know, it probably...
Which in and of itself might be a good metaphor for...
Yeah, right. So, but the thing that they do, because our body needs these pieces, is it makes you feel better. It makes you feel more healthy, more alive, and more, you know. So spicy foods already have a reputation for conveying adventure, vigor, and excitement. Capsaicin is an example of a plant-based sexual stimulant because the increased heart rate and respiration rate that comes with ingesting capsaicin is similar to what we experience during the act of sex. It's a physiological response to eating the peppers, particularly cayenne peppers.
And is this why dudes love Taco Bell?
It can't be for the men's room. It must be for the tacos. So okra is reported to provide magnesium, largely along with iron and folate, zinc, and vitamin B. These are things that are, again, they're needed by the human body, but sometimes the diet doesn't give us all that we need. All the nutrients that I just mentioned are what keep one's junk healthy. Mm-hmm. So go home and make a big pot of gumbo and wait for the fireworks to start.
I've got to say, I don't associate gumbo and fireworks. Well, not in that sense.
Well, according to this, I guarantee there'll be something going on there. So
I got a bowl of gumbo to sell you.
Yeah, right. Do you eat it or do you pour it over your head?
I don't know.
Do you go, you put the shower curtain on the floor and pour it out on the floor and roll around in it? How do you do it? I don't know if
Everybody's
it makes a difference.
Everybody's got their thing.
Herbs and poultice concoctions are also included in the amorous lore. And I think it's funny, too, the name for ginseng translated roughly means man root.
Right. And I didn't know that, and I'm terrified to learn it. And man roots are going to haunt my dreams now. They really are.
Oh, that might be a cute little comic book thing, you know, Attack of the Ginsengs. The problem is that there's no specific scientific evidence to suggest that the effects on people are aphrodisiacal. More likely, another example of how healthy diet and diverse plant foods just make us work better.
Right. So the quality of your love life might just be a function of your overall health and happiness. Right? Nobody wants to eat a bunch of McDonald's and then call upon their paramour.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a passion killer for sure. McDonald's. Hey, what's for dinner? McDonald's. Man, I think I'm going to date somebody else. That's a possible scenario.
Mm-hmm.
The best tale of how far things can be carried away from normal and healthy, in my opinion, is the herb yohimbe. It can be found in Africa and India. It's a woody plant, and the bark is the source of this supplement. It is said to stimulate the nerve center within the spine. It creates an effect on the male genitals, but nothing else. So it's kind of like I've never taken Viagra for the record.
Okay.
Don't need it. Don't want it.
Okay.
But I know fellas that have, and they had like a 3-day headache afterwards, and they were like beat red in the face for a week. You
right.
know,
so those side effects that we hear about.
It's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, wait, yohimbe? Is that how you pronounce
yeah.
it? All right. So it has this effect, but solely a physical effect. So far, so good, maybe. But like we just said, with a lot of things that are used to treat this particular situation, there are some unwanted side effects.
I know, and this points to the desperation of sorts. So yohimbe's side effects are serious. They're anxiety, muscular weakness, paralysis, overstimulation. They're all associated with ingesting yohimbe at the wrong level, at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
For an over-the-counter supplement, I think it's unusual that it says you should talk to your doctor before taking it. A lot of classifications of drugs, if it requires a doctor's advice, it's not over the counter.
Right.
But this one is. And for men of age or in bad health, this stuff just sounds dangerous, right? And
yeah.
I'm thinking about a young man.
Okay.
Perhaps in Africa or India.
Perhaps.
In anticipation of seeing his lover, he chews on some yohimbe bark. After taking the yohimbe butt, before being able to impress his lover, a cobra or a lion enters the scene.
Okay.
Due to his anxiety, weakness, paralysis, and overstimulation, the man is unable to stay calm, think clearly, react quickly, and unable to run away from the cobra in his pants and falls prey to the lion. Another tale of the quick and the dead.
Wow, that is, if this makes it to air, that is certainly a parable to consider before ingesting any woody plant remedies prior to your date.
Plant-based aphrodisiacs come more as a benefit of a healthy diet, exercise, and loving relationships between adults. If you've ever worked or played to exhaustion and then consumed a healthy meal afterwards, you may know what I'm talking about.
Maybe.
That's something I think it's a gift. So manja easily can lead to hard work and then hard play later on.
Okay. All right, Patrick Murphy. Well, if you have any questions about the garden or landscape or your love life, get in touch and Patrick Murphy will answer. Send your questions to wglt.org/grow.